Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Welcome to Joe Biden's America, gang. Are you getting the message yet? Do they have to make it any clearer, or are you perfectly aware of what's going on under your nose? Gas prices are soaring. Lumber and most building supplies, soaring. Inflation in general. We have rockets being fired into Israel. We have riots in the street. We have the police being threatened to be defunded or disbanded completely. Our borders are being overrun, and nobody wants to work anymore because the government is giving them more money to stay home than they would make if they went back to work. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing Joe Biden is clueless. Joe Biden has early stage dementia. Joe Biden has no idea what's going on. I'm tired of that excuse. Ronald Reagan, in his final days or months or maybe even a year or more as president, was incoherent. Incoherent. Made no public appearance because of it. But you see, the way the presidency works, folks, for the people who don't understand is, one man just doesn't come in and say, I know everything. I know all about economy and foreign policy, and I know about this, and I know about that. No. They have a whole team of people who are experts. So theoretically, Joe Biden could have late-stage dementia, and he'd still have advisors. He'd still have people that say, sir, I don't think it's a good idea to close the pipelines because that could cause a problem. Sir, I don't think it's a good idea to offer this much money. People might not want to go back to work. This is not accidental. This is not the fault of a slightly demented man who can't get his words together when he speaks publicly. This is the plan. Oh, gas is going to go up so much that eventually you say, well, I just can't afford gas. I just can't. And then the government will step in and say, we have these wonderful new electric cars. It's so much better for the environment. Lumber prices and prices of building materials skyrocket to the point where you say, well, you know, it's better if you just rent your property. Who wants to own anything? Owning is so yesterday. I remember their commercial when they said, in the not-too-distant future, you'll own nothing, but you'll be happier. They don't give a damn about Israel because 95% of the people that are on the Biden staff are anti-Semitic. Ilhan Omar tweeted that it's actually worse for Israel to fire missiles into Gaza because Gaza doesn't have a defense system the same as Israel. And more damage could be done. Technically, she's saying Israel, by retaliating, are the terrorists. Are you insane? They fired first, you mental midget. What do you expect Israel to do? By the way, unlike our friends in Gaza, Israel sends warnings. Clear your schools. Clear your, you know, areas. Because we're retaliating. They don't. Oh, and by the way, where do they put all of their launchers and things? next to schools, next to hospitals. They do it on purpose. You know why they do it that way? Because then when you retaliate and you try to hit where these missiles are coming from, they say, they blew up a hospital. They blew up a school. They're terrorists. Look what they've done. No, you did that. You put your people in danger, and you did it on purpose so you could get headlines from idiots like Ilhan Omar, who belongs in Congress about as much as ISIS in hell. Riots in the streets, folks. Nobody cares. Oh, well, every night there's a riot. It's become commonplace now. Huh? More rioting tonight? More looting tonight? It's okay. Justice system compromised because jurors are saying, well, we were afraid for our lives, so we just came back with a guilty verdict. I told the court that I had no affiliation one way or the other with any Black Lives Matter group, and then you find out that one of the jurors is wearing Black Lives Matter T-shirts long before he ever became a juror. So our criminal justice system totally compromised. The borders are a nightmare, to the point where some honest Democrats are even calling out the Biden administration. Biden administration takes a picture of a perfectly empty, nice, clean facility at the border and says, we have it under control. A Democratic politician comes out and says, they moved it next door. 5,000 people crammed into a facility next door. They just took them all out of here to take a photo op. At least he was honest enough to call them on it. They're liars. But this is not accidental, folks. None of this is accidental. Let's take a look at what happened here with the gas situation. There are so many people saying this isn't Joe Biden's fault. Somebody hacked into a pipeline place and compromised their information, and they had to shut down, and because of that, there was a halt in the supply. It's simply supply and demand. That's what we're hearing. It's simply supply and demand. Well, you're all morons. Anybody who says that, I'm sorry. You want to call me a name back. You're morons. It's not simply supply and demand. Because if it was simply supply and demand goes up every year about this time, how come during Trump's years, gas didn't rise? There was no demand? For the one year I could see because of COVID. How about the other 3 years? There was no extra demand for gas in the summertime. And yet the economy was soaring, and more people were taking vacations, and more people were traveling. Oh, but gas didn't go up. Amazing. Amazing. The very first thing Joe Biden did when he got into office is stop one of the pipelines. And now his own advisors are saying pipelines are, in fact, the safest way to deliver gas and the fastest. Oh. I thought they were evil, horrible things. During this, the governor of Michigan has shut down another pipeline, saying we demand that one of the Canadian pipelines that run through here be stopped. So wait till gas is about $6 a gallon down in Michigan. This is being done on purpose, folks. They're cutting your gas supply until you can't afford it, and then you'll be forced to comply and have an electric car. Next thing's going to happen is meat is going to soar. And they're going to get that to the point where you say, well, I can't really afford to eat meat very often. Oh, okay. Well, then we have a substitute for you. It tastes just like beef. Oh, yeah, it tastes just like beef. Tastes like the packaged beef came in, maybe. We'll tell you what you can eat. We'll tell you what you can drive. This isn't accidental. This isn't a demented old man saying, I thought I knew how to be the president, but I really don't. Uh-uh. He's got top-level advisors who know exactly what's happening at all times, and everything that's being done here is being planned. You can't say with a straight face, I'm cutting down all the trees at the daycare center, so there's not going to be any shade on the playground, and then say, I don't know, kids are getting sunburned. It must be their skin is more sensitive than in years gone by. No. Every action has a consequence. You're going to start shutting down pipelines and relying upon foreign oil, the prices are going to go up. And what's Joe Biden's solution, by the way? Joe Biden, don't let him off the hook. He has a lot of advisors, but he is a moron. Joe Biden's solution to this entire thing, I'm sure you've heard it, is, you know, we really have to have more education so that when college kids get into college, they study cybersecurity. Oh, well, that'll be good 10 years from now, Joe. In the meantime, what do we do? How do we fix the problem today, Joe? Not 10 years from now when you'll be in the grave. Einstein. How long has it been, folks? Just a little over 100 days. Just a little over 100 days, we went from energy independent to people punching people in the face for gas in long gas lines. We went from $1.98 gas to $4, $3, in some cases $4 out in California. And when gas gets this high, or supplies are cut off, or terrorists strike and make a temporary glut, what do you think happens to all of the goods that have to be delivered by truck? Do you think that the factories and everybody just says, well, we'll eat the difference. We'll still deliver the same exact stuff for the same exact price? No. They say, okay, well, then we have to raise our price for delivery, and then the store has to raise their price to the consumer, and then you get to pay for it. Oh, by the way, nobody's working. The businesses can reopen, but they can't find people to work. And then you have geniuses saying, well, if you offer them a little more money, maybe. Hey, Einstein, you're talking about private businesses that have been closed, some of them for over a year. They've made no money. What's the point of being in business if you have to give every dime you make to your employees? Everybody thinks it's all about big business. Well, okay, well, then how come Amazon can't pay their employees $500 an hour? They could certainly afford to do it. How come you're not boycotting them? How come you're not boycotting Nike, whose sneakers are made by slave labor in China, huh? How come you're not boycotting them? You don't give a damn. Don't come to me with that crap because you don't give a damn. This is just an excuse for the lazy to say, hey, I don't got to work. I can lay around and watch Oprah. I can watch reruns of Gilligan's Island and wait for my sweet, sweet government money that Joe Biden is insisting I get. I wonder why they're insisting you get that much money. Wouldn't it be logical for them to say, look, now that the jobs have opened up, the unemployment benefits are going to start lowering, so you better go look for your job back? No, they're not doing that. You know why they're not doing that? They don't want you to work. They want mom and pop out. Don't you get it? You're all acting like everybody's Walmart and Amazon. Oh, these terrible business owners. They're so greedy. They could offer so much money. Now, you're not running them out. You're not running Amazon and Walmart out. You're running mom and pop out who can barely afford to survive as it is and takes a minimal amount home to their family so they can survive. And you want them to pay more and more and more because Biden and his administration do not want private enterprise. Don't you get it? You shut down every mom-and-pop shop during COVID, but you sure as hell didn't shut down the major franchises, did you? They could all be fine and operate fine. Their employees must be immune to COVID, apparently. That's not an accident. That was done on purpose. The longer you can keep mom and pop closed, the better Amazon and Walmart and all these top stores are doing online and other places. So keep it going, and we'll make sure the money's funneled your way, politicians. We'll make sure you get your sweet, sweet money. You just keep those mom and pop evil capitalist pigs out of it while we wallow in our money. Don't make me laugh. This is called forced compliance. That's what this is, forced compliance. Joe Biden could be as demented as a rabbit owl, and you still could run this government well because you would have the advisors to say, well, this is a decision you'll have to make. And if he's so demented, he wouldn't fight it. He'd be, okay, that sounds good. No, they're doing all this on purpose. You see, it's like opposite day. Have you ever watched SpongeBob SquarePants and they had opposite day? Well, this is opposite day. The police are evil. The criminals are being let out of jail. Entrepreneurship is evil. Staying home and having the government give you money is virtuous. Censorship is wonderful. Free speech is hate speech. All they're trying to do is fundamentally change the America you live in. They're doing a damn good job for just over 100 days, huh? And then you have people on the news saying, oh, no, it's not about the unemployment benefits, why people won't work. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Talk to business owners. Why don't you talk to business owners? How come these people don't put a business owner on TV and say, what would you think, sir or ma'am? And they'll tell you, yeah, this is the reason. I lost my shirt during COVID. I'm trying to reopen. I can barely afford to pay somebody $14 or $15 an hour, and they say it ain't good enough. Joe Biden's giving me more money to stay home and watch Gilligan. Done on purpose. Promise you, done on purpose. But it doesn't even stop there. If you think for 1 minute that what's happening in Israel, we almost had peace in the Middle East. You realize that? Trump was very, very cautiously approaching peace in the Middle East. Something that was told to everyone would never happen. And it was getting precariously close to happening. Then the Biden administration comes in, and I know a lot of people are saying Joe Biden sent money to Gaza. Well, that's not exactly what happened. Let me give you the straight scoop. Gaza wasn't getting any money because of the things they did. Their money was totally withheld. Biden freed it up again. Well, the minute he freed it up, guess what Gaza does? Fire rockets into Israel. Amazing coincidence, huh? And then Ilhan Omar can get on her Twitter and say Israel deserves this because they're terrorists. And you don't see what's going on. You can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, solar energy is so wonderful. Wait, solar energy is great. Who makes the solar panels? China makes the solar panels. How do they make the solar panels, Marcus? With slave labor from Uyghurs, who are forced to work pretty much like the Jews were in a Nazi concentration camp, and you don't care. You don't care. Don't give me your smug, oh, I'm more moral than you attitude, because you don't give a damn while you're wearing your Nike sneakers and you got your solar panels on your $250,000 house, and you think you're so woke. You're a moron. Your solar panels came from slave labor in China where they're executing people. And your Nike sneakers also came from there where they're slave labor of children. You don't care. But God forbid somebody asks you to screw up your order at a Wendy's drive-thru and they're not getting $20 an hour. Oh, they're being oppressed. You open up a business. Big shot. You open up a business and then start feeding them the money and see what happens. Eh? You won't, because none of you people who think that have ever done a damn thing in your life but sit around or work for somebody else. You don't open no business, or you'd know how it works. You make a very early decision, this is how much I can afford and still make a little money for myself. Unless you're Amazon or unless you're a big corporation. But they don't care about those. They just want mom and pop going. Welcome to Biden's America. How dare you? How dare you have a dream of having your own business? How dare you offer a service to a customer that Amazon offers? Oh, and by the way, when Amazon runs out all of the book stores and then says, we're not gonna have this book. We don't agree with its philosophy. We're not going to allow this book to be sold. We don't agree with their political ideology. Then what? That's what they want. Because then they control all of the narrative. Do you understand that there are Russian troops at the Ukraine border right now? I thought Trump was the big guy who's friends with Putin. I thought Trump was a puppet of Putin. That Putin could get away with anything as long as Trump was in office. I didn't see his ass getting into the Ukraine. I saw his ass withdrawn from the Ukraine. So quick sparks were flying off his freaking heels. You know why? Because he knew Trump would put the hand of the wrath of God down on him. That's why. And he knew he wasn't kidding. Now he looks at this old man in the White House and says, these communists, they're just like me. They don't care if I take over the Ukraine. They'll probably applaud it. If Ukraine fights back, they'll say Ukraine are the terrorists. China taking Taiwan, they'll take Taiwan. Wait and see. They'll invade Taiwan. We'll do nothing about it because, China. They're making all of our solar panels and our wonderful sneakers. And remember when Joe Biden said, they're not bad guys, folks. They're not bad guys. They're executing people. They have virtual concentration camps. Oh, they're not bad people. That is the equivalent of saying, the Nazis weren't bad people. I watched Hogan's Heroes. They seemed like jovial enough guys to me. Yeah. Once again, morons. They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to set a different narrative so that you, the average American who may not be up on all the news, says, this seems okay. I bet if I talk to half the people wearing Nike sneakers, they don't know it came from kids who are being forced to work 18 hours a day in sweatshops. I bet you if I talk to half the people who have solar panels on their house and are so proud of it, they're inviting their neighbors over to see how wonderfully woke they are. They don't realize that they're being made by Uyghurs who are being exterminated. Work until you're useless and then we'll exterminate you. That's Joe Biden's America, where everything is upside down. You can't buy a piece of lumber. How the hell are you going to build a house? But they don't want you to build a house. No, they want you to rent something from someone so they can control the narrative. They don't want you living the American dream. There is no more American dream. There's no more American dream, folks. You wear your masks. You take your vaccine. You live in a cardboard box outside a hotel in Los Angeles somewhere and beg for money on the street. But if you're an illegal immigrant sneaking over here, you'll be getting a free education. You'll be getting a check in the mail, and you'll be getting free health care. Because all of these capitalist pigs can afford it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. All you got to do is vote for us. All you got to do is fill in that box under the D category, and everything will be fine. It's like making a deal with the devil. And you're theirs for the rest of your life. They own you. And you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that Joe Biden is doing this because he's just a demented old man who doesn't know any better. Bullshit. This was the plan from square one. And what Joe Biden is doing is looking like an innocuous old grandfather, so people say, he means well, but he's just kind of not with it. No. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he gets out there and does his best Mr. Magoo, and you say, I kind of think I feel sorry for him. Don't feel sorry for him. He doesn't feel sorry for you while you're punching people out for the last gallon of gas because you don't know where the next one's going to come from and you need to get to work, or you have an invalid person who has to be taken back and forth to hospitals and you ain't got no gas. You know how easy we get to solve this? You don't close the pipelines. That's how you solve it. We had energy independence, Joe. One of these pipelines closing, you know what would have happened in the Trump administration had this happened? Gas would have went up about 3 cents because he would have just released more from the other pipelines that you closed or that you told could not drill on government lands. We had stockpiles. They would have instantly been released. We would have had 3 or 4 cent raise in gas for a week. No shortages. You're the one who brought the shortages because you have to bring them now by tanker or boat, and it takes forever. And it's much more costly than a pipeline. Who your own administration said, this is actually the easiest and most economical way and fastest way to get gas. You want to close them all down because you don't want anybody to have gas. Those gas cars are evil. You know what they do to the environment? You know what happens to the environment when you breathe through your mouth? Cover it with a mask. I shouldn't have to tell you this because it should be common sense. Way back when this pandemic first started and they said you have to wear a mask outdoors, even if you're hiking in the woods, I told everyone this is absolute baloney. You don't have to do any such thing. There's absolutely no way it would be such an infinitesimal small amount of people who could possibly contact COVID outside unless you were at Woodstock. That it's not worth it. You know what everybody said? Science denier. The same people who say you can be a woman if you're a man just by saying, I'm a woman. But I'm the science denier. Science denier, it's not true. You get COVID just as easy outside as you can inside. And I said, no, really you can't. And I'm not a doctor, but I have common sense and I did research and it doesn't hold water. Viruses are very, very seldom transferred outside. Any viruses. Why would this one be so different? Well, now the CDC comes out and says, well, as it turns out, 0.001% of all cases known were transmitted outdoors, even in crowded conditions. 0.0001%. You were lied to the whole time. You were lied to. You never needed to wear the mask outside. Never, ever. It was a test to see if you would. How long can we keep these people living in fear in case we have to pull this crap again so we can change election laws and put the person we want in charge in the Oval Office? Now, I know that sounds like a conspiracy theory. But let me ask you a question. If you cheated, if you didn't cheat, let's say you didn't cheat. Let's say you missed school for a whole week and you showed up on Friday and you aced the test because you read the book at home. Which, by the way, yours truly did a lot. I was a little bit of a juvenile delinquent as a kid and I'd skip school. I'd go to school on Monday, figure out what the assignment was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'd skip school. Friday, I'd come into school and I'd ace the test. Because I'm smart enough to read the book on my own. But let's say they accused you of cheating. Would you not say, okay, well, here's all the evidence I didn't? You can look at anything. You can check my pockets. You can check, whatever. You can, if you have it on videotape, go look at the videotape. I wasn't looking at any books. I wouldn't say under no circumstances can you search me. I will not consent to this. I will not release this. I will not release that. That's what they're doing. If this was the most honest election in the history of all elections throughout the entire course of our U.S. history, then why in the world would so many of these states not just say, fine, look all you want. There's nothing to see here. You're going to make damn fools out of yourselves. And when you do, we're going to go on the news and say, hey, they just made damn fools out of themselves. Do you understand that in some states you actually had subpoenas ignored? Judges issued subpoenas. You will turn over this information. No, we won't. No, we refuse. Why? Why? If this is such a clean election, why? What do you have to hide? You are going to actually usurp the authority of a judge because you're innocent? Because there's nothing to see? Come on, folks. I don't care if you hated Donald Trump and you wanted to see a Democrat in the White House. At least be fair. At least be fair and take a look at this and say, yeah, something doesn't smell right. Something, it just isn't right. You had Democrats going crazy because Donald Trump made a phone call to the president of the Ukraine. We now know that Eric Swalwell slept with a Chinese spy. Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur was a Chinese spy. The Russian dossier was literally created by a British spy. And Hunter Biden to this day owns stock in Chinese companies. No, that's no problem. That's no problem. Welcome to Biden's America, where if you have a D next to your name, you can do whatever you want. You want to use drugs? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Democrat? Use them. You like little kids? You like little boys, little girls? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Democrat? Go to it. You think I'm exaggerating? Why don't you do a little research onto what may very well have been, according to experts, on Hunter Biden's laptop? And then ask yourself, why isn't he in jail? You would be. I guarantee you would be. Ask yourself why the FBI, when they raid Giuliani's office, take every single laptop he has and every single hard drive he has, save for the Hunter Biden laptop hard drive, to which they say to him, we don't need that. We don't want that. Because you live in an opposite day, that's why. They have you by the balls. They're going to force electric cars down your throat. They're going to force you to be vegan. They're going to force you to wear masks. They're going to force you into this Green New Deal. No matter what they have to do, and journalism itself is dead, so don't rely upon the journalist to tell you what to do. Journalism is dead. Dr. Fauci gets on television and totally says to Rand Paul, I did not in any way, shape, or form, my organization did not fund any Wuhan lab to do any studies into these viruses and mutate these viruses. And nobody asked the follow-up question, except Rand Paul. Nobody asked the follow-up question, which is, well, that's like basically saying, yes, I sent money to Planned Parenthood, but it wasn't for abortion. It was for testing, pregnancy tests, and women's issues. Well, they don't care what you sent them the money for. If I send Planned Parenthood today $100,000, they'll use it for whatever the hell they want. And a good portion of it is abortion. So then I can't get on television and say, well, I sent that only strictly for them to give out condoms. Please. Fauci's lying to you. So why is he lying to you? If he is the bastion of goodness, the beacon of light in the darkness, the man who can pull us all out of this pandemic, why is he lying to you? Because it's all a part of the game, folks. It's all a part of the game. This is Biden's America. Welcome to it. Disinformation, censorship, forced compliance. Look into it. Look into it. And they think the American people are stupid. They say ridiculous things like, well, if we had electric cars, this would never happen. Oh, you can't hack an electric power plant? You couldn't shut that down? I seem to remember when they did once. More bullshit, more Einstein material. And then you got people running around saying, he's right, you know. No, he's not right. How many times do your lights go out? How many times do you have a blackout for 3 or 4 days? What do you intend to do? What happens if someone attacks our power grids and we're motionless forever or for a long period of time? What are you going to do? Oh, that's right. You won't have to go anywhere. You stay home and get that nice government check. You won't have to open your business because you won't be allowed to have a business. If you did have, you wouldn't be making any money because, according to them, if mom and pop want to open up a cigar shop and they don't want to work their whole entire lives away 50 hours, 60 hours a week, 7 days, and they dare hire somebody, they have to give them $35 an hour and all of their medical insurance and paid leave and everything else. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. You see, the emphasis is being put on the wrong person. If you're making $15 an hour, it's because you made bad choices in your life. You quit school. You didn't have get an education. You didn't learn a trade. You don't have anything of value. If you took your costume jewelry, gold tone ring, into a pawn shop, are they supposed to give you the same money as if it's solid gold? Because they can afford to. No. They're going to tell you, well, this isn't really worth much. Well, I have a newsflash for you. As hard as this may be to hear, maybe this is the first time you're hearing it in your adult life. If you have no other skill except flipping a burger, you're fairly useless. Because everyone can flip a burger. It doesn't take any kind of special talent. You flip a burger. Now, if you had stayed in school and learned to do some sort of construction or became a veterinarian or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever the hell, you wouldn't be making minimum wage. That was your choice. You made those choices. You also made the choice to say, I will work for this money, when you very simply could have said, I'm not working for this money. You want to know how the wages go up? I open up a lemonade shop. I'm a greedy bastard and say, I'm going to pay you $5 an hour to sit at my lemonade shop while you're making thousands an hour because it's on a busy intersection. You'll get $5 an hour from me, slave. Like it or lump it. And you say, I can't. I need money. I'll have to work. And then somebody else opened up a lemonade stand. And they say, well, hell, I'll give you 10. I'm screwed. Because nobody will work for me. And then somebody opens up and says, well, I'll give you 12. And then he's screwed. That's how wages go up naturally, folks. Competition. Not lack of competition. That's how wages naturally go up. And the people who can't hang, well, then they can't hang. But you don't have the government force them to go up. That's not the way it works. Nobody forces you to say, I'll work for that money. You're the one who says, I will, when you agree to work there. You are basically exchanging what you feel is your time or your worth for an amount of money. If you feel you're worth more, don't do it. And I know you say, well, I have to do something. Well, then find a better job. Well, I can't. Nobody will hire me. Why? Because I don't have, oh, because you don't have any other skills. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? But don't worry, the Biden administration will take care of you. You'll make as much as everybody else. You'll get your check to stay home. Don't work. Don't work for the independent people. You want to work for Amazon, that's fine. You want to work for the machine, that's fine. Big business, but don't work for mom and pop. They got to go. They're nothing but competition. Absolutely pathetic. And yet, here we go. There are still people who think Joe Biden is the greatest thing. It's just wonderful. What he's doing is just marvelous. Hopefully we're back on, folks. Hopefully we're back on. Sorry about that. We had a brownout, I guess, or something went wrong with the phone lines. I have no idea. But anyway, as we were saying, none of this stuff that's happening is an accident. None of this stuff is happening is an accident. This is all intentional. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, these tax hikes, they don't affect me because I don't make $400,000 a year. Oh, yes, they do. They affect you. When you go to buy a pound of hamburger, guess what? It's going to be $11. Well, that's a tax, and it affects you. When you go to fill up your car so you can go to work all week and it's $4 a gallon instead of $2, that's a tax. It affects you. And by the way, when these factories, as I was saying before when we had no sound, these factories Let's say you're making air conditioners in the United States of America, and you got to pay your employees $25, $30 an hour and their whole medical insurance and paid leave and everything else, and you have to pay this tax and that tax and this tax and everything else under the sun. You say, well, I can't even manufacture an air conditioner for less than $150. So that's what I got to sell it at, $150 to make a reasonable profit. I can manufacture an air conditioner and make a reasonable profit selling it for $150. And China says, hold my beer. Because we have Uyghurs who will work here for free for a scrap of bread so they don't starve to death. And you don't charge us anything to import it into your country, so we can make one and charge $89. So there they are side by side in the store, and your average American says, well, hey, I'm on a budget here. $89 sounds good to keep my family cool. You don't realize you're running that factory in America out of business, and they're going to take their jobs with them. You should be making it easier for the United States to compete with China, not running the United States out of the market so China can win. Don't you think that's on purpose? But we want a country where everybody pays their fair share, but it's okay for China to import their stuff when they're literally employing slave labor to compete with our people. We can't compete if that happens. There's no way we can compete. How are we supposed to compete? I gave the lemonade reference stand before. How about if I rented you my lemonade stand for $1,000 a month? And I told the guy across the street opening up a lemonade stand, I'll charge you $1 a month. So you got to sell the lemonade for $2.50 or $3 a cup, and he can sell it for 15 cents. 20 cents. Guess who's going to get run out of business? You are. So you tell me that's not on purpose? They're not running companies out of business on purpose here by overtaxing them and overregulating them? But China can bring in all their merchandise for free? That's what Donald Trump was talking about all this time, and he was absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Go to any flea market. Double mask and your goggles and your gloves and your suit of armor and your galoshes and walk around like Sir Lancelot. And go to one of these Chinese booths where they have nothing but the Chinese imported stuff, and you'll see stuff that resembles all of our copywritten material. Superhero stuff, television-oriented stuff, hats that have our sayings on them or very close to like sayings from famous sayings. These are all bootleg. They've stolen our intellectual property, and they're capitalizing on it, and they're selling it to, well, who cares, right? I can't afford to wear a real brand of whatever, because these people have to pay their fair share, but China can make something like this and sell it to me for a third of the price, so I'll buy that. Who do you think that hurts? Who do you think that hurts? It hurts the American worker. And when a factory goes out of business and all you liberal idiots cheer, yay, another capitalist company bites the dust, they didn't pay their workers enough, all those workers go home to live on unemployment because they ain't got no job. Their jobs went to China. Oh, but Biden has the solution for that. He'll just pay you to stay home. Just keep marking that ballot D. Remember who your sugar daddy is. This is Biden's America, folks. Once again, riots in the streets, unrest in the Middle East, China and Russia on the verge of invading other countries. The police are now the evil ones, and the criminals are being let out of jail and held up as martyrs. The price of lumber and building material is so high you couldn't hope to build a house, unless you are a millionaire. Couldn't build a doghouse. Our borders are being overrun, and nobody wants to go to work because they're being paid to stay home. And you're going to sit here and blame it all on an old senile man who just doesn't really understand. No, he understands fine. He understands just fine what he's doing. He's destroying the United States of America, and he's making it a socialist country. And what's happening to you is you're being forced to comply. Do you know that there's a state right now who's saying, we're holding $1 million prize for people who took the vaccine? One lucky person will win $1 million, so go get your vaccine right now. If this vaccine was so wonderful and there was no fear about taking it and it was just helping people left and right, how come you got to offer $1 million prize to get somebody to take it? I don't think I've ever seen that before. We'll pay you to take the vaccine. Oh, okay. Welcome to Joe Biden's America, folks. I'm sorry about the trouble with the audio. Hopefully we'll get that fixed soon. And we'll see you soon. Yeah.